The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning. This is the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show. I am Betty Knighton, your host for today. I am CEO of Emerge Publishing Group, LLC. This morning we will be discussing the power of the mastermind. We have with us today the Master Builder, Ann McNeil, Angelique Frost, Thomasina Williams. We will ask Ann to introduce herself as the founder of the International Mastermind.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Knighton. And this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And today I am so very excited as we host this show from our Ann McNeil Success System Island Retreat as we are wrapping up day three. And Betty, I'm so very excited to be on the show today as the founder of the International Mastermind Association as we discuss the power of the mastermind in the mastermind chapter of the book, Think and Grow Rich. Back to you, Betty.
And I'd like to share very briefly the power of the mastermind. Several years ago, I attended a speaker's meeting, and I spoke with Ann, the master builder, and she asked if I had read Think and Grow Rich. And I said, oh, yes, I read it 30 years ago. Ann suggested I read it again. And in the conversation, she asked if I knew about mastermind groups. Well, yes, I had heard of it. I even wanted to start one years ago, but never got around to it. So she invited me to join a group, and I did. And what that mastermind session, what that mastermind concept did for me was amazing. From 1 year, from the time I joined that mastermind group and started masterminding, I became the CEO of Emerge Publishing Group, and I had published two books. I had written and published two books. That is the power of the mastermind. And it, when we look at that chapter in Think and Grow Rich, it says persistence creates faith. From faith comes power, and power is essential for success in the accumulation of money. Plans alone are inert and useless. Without sufficient power to translate them into action, this chapter will describe the method by which an individual may attain and apply power. So you see the important words there? Power. Action. There must be action. It doesn't matter how much we know about a subject. If we aren't taking action, it does us no good. So it's great to have some women on today who have been using this mastermind concept, and they are going to share with us what it has meant to them, and perhaps they will share some of what they learned at the Ann McNeil Success Retreat. It was an awesome event. And so I would like perhaps Thomasina Williams. Thomasina, are you on?
I am. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you and to our listening audience.
So would you share with us, Thomasina, some of your experience from this weekend and then how Mastermind works for you?
Certainly. I'd be happy to. One of the things that was great about this weekend is the opportunity that our Master Builder, Ann McNeil, provided for us to take some time out just from the busyness of our daily lives. I don't know about you or many of our listeners, but it's just very difficult to find concentrated time, to, as she says, to think. To think and meditate, to go within on a daily basis, as well as to have some concentrated time to do some strategizing and thinking about where am I in my life today? Am I where I want to be? What are my goals? How successful have I been at attaining those goals? If I have been successful, great. Celebrate those and then set some new ones, to always be striving to go to the next level. And Anne is one of the most organized people I have ever met. What was one of the great takeaways for me is her high degree of intentionality about designing the life that she wants for herself. And again, that takes some time to sit down and think it through. And then the strategies that she shared with us about how to actually document and then work on each of those individual goals with specificity, with a timeline. And then the other great benefit of being at a retreat with other like-minded masterminders is to share with each other that there were things about some of the goals that I'd set, the work that I'm trying to do, that I could not see, and to have the opportunity to share about my work and to get candid feedback in a community of that kind of support was really very valuable for me. So thank you to Anne. Thank you, Betty, for coming and sharing with us about your expertise on publishing. And thank you to all of the ladies who were a part of the community over the last several days.
Thank you, Thomasina. That was excellent. Something else I would like to share from that chapter. It says, how may be defined as organized and intelligently directed knowledge. Power, as the term is here used, refers to organized effort sufficient to enable an individual to transfer desire into its monetary equivalent. And we know that it all starts with desire. Organized effort is produced through the coordination of effort of two or more people who work toward a definite end in a spirit of harmony. So a mastermind group doesn't have to be 10 or 20 people. It can actually be two people, three people, four people. Any size that you want, you can set up your mastermind group to be what you want it to be. Now, power is required for the accumulation of money. There's that word again, power. Power is necessary for the retention of money after it has been accumulated. So now, there are three major sources of knowledge, and we would like for someone in our group here this morning to share your thoughts on it. We have, number one is infinite intelligence. Number two is accumulated experience. Number three is experiment and research. And I would like for one of the ladies to share your thoughts on infinite intelligence. To be Angelique or...
I'll take that one also, Betty.
Okay, good, Thomasina.
And this one is one that's near and dear to my heart because it speaks to me about divine inspiration. And again, that requires us to quiet our minds, to still our bodies. And one of the things that I love about the mastermind concept is Napoleon Hill says that not only will we be able to tap into mm-hmm. the specialized knowledge of other members of our mastermind group to help us accomplish our goals, we can also tap into their spiritual knowledge. And that is where infinite intelligence comes from. It's going within, listening to that still small voice. But the busyness of our lives today is such that we have to turn off the television, the radio, the cell phones, the multiple cell phones some of us have, the multiple emails, Twitter, Facebook, all of that, and quiet your mind. And that is the source of inspiration, imagination, the place from which our ideas come. And I love there is some spiritual teaching that I follow which says that God would not give me an idea without also providing the means for which I can accomplish that idea. So even though I may not, for example, for myself, I'm currently working on an app. Anybody who knows me, whenever I tell them that, they just immediately start laughing because I don't know anything about technology. I'm sorry. I don't know how. My car is almost 20 years old, and there are buttons on my car. I can't tell you what they do. I don't know what all my cell phone can do, so I am definitely not a technologist. But I got this idea, and I firmly believe, I have the faith that God gave me this idea for a reason. It came through me as opposed to someone else for a reason. And so I have been able to invoke the mastermind principle to tap into the infinite knowledge, the infinite wisdom of how do I go about doing this. I don't have to figure out the how. I just have to be willing and open and receptive, and Spirit is sending to me everyone and everything that I need to do that. So that's my take on the value of infinite knowledge.
That's excellent. Now, Thomasina, you mentioned something about God would give you the idea. Do you have a set time when you just have that quiet period where you can hear God's message to you? Do you set aside a time in the morning, in the evening, or do you have a set time when you just leave yourself
yes.
open to receive from God?
All of the above. So I am constantly
okay.
talking to God. I mean, that's how I walk through the world. That's how I was taught to live my life. But I do have a set time in the morning when I meditate. I, however, am not a morning person. So I also meditate in the evening, and I have a journal that I would write down 10 things I'm grateful for that happened that day. Actually, the page includes the first thing is what time did I wake up in the morning and what time did I go to bed the night before, because I don't sleep right as much as I need to. So that's my way of checking myself on how much sleep and rest am I getting. What did I eat that day? Did I exercise? Did I do anything that helped to strengthen my body? What did I do to work on my business, finances? And then what ahas or ideas came to me throughout the day? And then, as I said, the at least 10 things that I'm grateful for. And for me, that is a form of meditation. I also love music. Music speaks to me. And so at the beginning of the year, I will select a song. I shouldn't say I select the song. In meditation, the song comes to me as to which song that should be. That's why I started a few years ago. The first song that I adopted was Yes, You Can. And I love that song. It's a positive, it's an affirmation for me. This morning, and almost every morning when I'm getting dressed in the mornings, I play a playlist that I have on my phone and my laptop. And the title of the playlist is Winning Season. And it's a series of about probably 15, 16 songs now. There are certain ones I added in the beginning, and then when I hear a song that speaks to me, I play that. So when I'm sitting in traffic, rather than getting frustrated, I just turn on my music. I'm driving now to Fort Lauderdale from Palm Beach, and once I get off of the call this morning with you and the listeners, I'm going to turn on my spiritual music, priming myself for walking through the day in a way that hopefully I won't be as frazzled as I might otherwise be. that somebody cut in front of me in traffic, I will bless them in a good way rather than blessing them out. So those are the kinds of things that I do as meditation in the morning, throughout the day, and then again in the evening. Because it's all about consciousness and what we feed our mind.
And I wanted
thank
to kind
so
of get
much,
in. This
Thomas,
is Angelique.
This is Angelique.
I kind of wanted to piggyback off of her. You know, when I began this journey back in January, I had been in an incident that forced me. I wasn't able to walk for 9 months. And I began to get these images or visions. And, you know, I think sometimes when you're being shown what you're anointed to do or what it is you were set on this earth to do, it can be mind-boggling because for a while I'm like, why do I keep getting these images? Or I couldn't quite make sense of what was happening at this time. But eventually it got to a point where I had to get the visions out of my head onto paper where I could view them. And this is very interesting because the way that I was introduced to Miss Ann and the organization of NABWIC and crossing over into the Masterminds was very... The timing was impeccable because I remember having these visions and I didn't know what to quite do with them and I didn't know who to share them with because you have to guard your dreams. Sometimes people can't see them. And if God gives you something, it's usually so big. It's so big that, you know, you sometimes doubt yourself to say, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? But I remember when I met Katina, who introduced me to Miss Ann, back in January, she knew nothing of all of these things I had going on the back end. All she knew was just like, I'm going to introduce you to some positive people. And I had gone, and the first day I gone, and this is so important. I really want people or the listeners to hear this. When I was there, there was a beautiful energy that was there, but they were like, we do construction. So I'm like, this isn't a place for me. I don't belong here. What? I don't do construction. And then, you know, I would go back and I began to do these vision boards. I didn't even know that's what they were called at the time. I just knew I had a lot of ideas, detailed ideas, you know, that was coming about. And God will anoint you to do something and give you details, and it'll be so detailed. So it was like I was doing it, and it seemed so familiar, even though I had never done this before. So, you know, long story short, when I began to ask, like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this, which I now know with reading the book, don't focus on the how. But that's what I was thinking. And then I ran into Miss Ann, and I picked up this Think and Grow Rich book, and I actually left the meeting early for the first annual meeting that I was attending, and I never put the book down. I was telling people, like, I can't put this book down. Like, it's very hard because it keyed in and lined in so many things that seemed far-fetched. It made them very simple and plain and easy to understand. So when you're talking about, like, infinite intelligence, that, you know, if you want to line up me getting in my incident and then getting all of this, you know, specialized knowledge just off the top of my head and reading books and, you know, it's like a curiosity or something was awakened that I can't quite explain. So that's the best way I could kind of put in a nutshell how I experienced it. And I didn't know it was infinite intelligence at the time. But, I no longer believe in luck because there's no way I would have gone through that incident, got those ideas, and then went to Miss Ann's meeting within 2 days only for her to align me with other people that were able to get the job done. So that's far beyond luck. That's almost like destined. So that's what I wanted to share. I didn't know if Robin
wanted
to share.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I want to take a commercial break right now, and then we'll Robin's here, so we're going to take a commercial break.
Okay.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back, and we're back talking about the awesome book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, discussing the power of the mastermind. And as you are hearing from a number of different women who are masterminding together, this is a phenomenal experience. And right now we're talking about the second step in the three major sources of knowledge. And that second step is called accumulated experience. And what Napoleon Hill says about that, he says the accumulated experience of civilization, or that portion of it which has been organized and recorded, may be found in any well-equipped public library. An important part of this accumulated experience is taught in public schools and colleges, where it has been classified and organized. And so for many of us, when we think about a mastermind group or a mastermind buddy or partner or a mastermind association, you can mastermind, if you will, in any of these areas when you look at where you get the source of your knowledge. But the books themselves will not give you the feedback you need and will not give you the level of accountability that you need in order to achieve your dreams. We like to always remind our callers and those who are listening online that this book was written at the request of Andrew Carnegie, who asked Napoleon Hill to take a 20-year investment of his life to do the research on the philosophy of success. But then Carnegie told Hill, "I will not pay you a dime." Now, in the researching of the philosophy, Hill realized that these three major sources of knowledge, infinite intelligence, accumulated experience, and experiment and research, are combined, if you will, with the mastermind concept as we each tap into these sources of knowledge as we help support each other, mastermind our own goals and dreams and desires in 10 different areas of our lives. We focus on the area that deals with the spiritual life, accumulated experience. We deal with the area of our financial life, accumulated experience. Because we do read something in all of these areas. We deal with the family, the education, the health, personal development, your business or your career, civic, recreation, and creativity. So just imagine if you use the accumulated experience of others through the books you read and allowing those books to read you, you're able to tap into the second major source of knowledge. And with that, we're going to ask either Thomasina, Betty, yes.
If I may, if I may, Betty, yes. Ann, I just want to interject there on this point about accumulated knowledge and the value of masterminding, and in particular the retreat these past several days. The other day, one of the other ladies asked Ann, how do you know all this stuff? And so what just came to me as Ann was talking is that she has gifted others of us with the accumulated knowledge that she has acquired over the decades of figuring out this system of how do you actually take these principles and apply them in every area of your life. As I said earlier, one of the things that was most gratifying for me is how organized Anne is. She has all these fabulous systems that she has set up through her accumulated knowledge over the year. And she has taken all of that and just in a few days shared with us, I'm sure, the tip of the iceberg. But it, again, illustrates so many of the principles of what you just said, Anne, around having the accumulated knowledge, around the mastermind principle, allowing us to share that knowledge that other people have accumulated. And so I just wanted to take the opportunity to say I think that also is a great value in Anne's retreat and taking that time away to benefit from, to have her pour into us her accumulated knowledge so that we don't have to make those same mistakes. We don't have to take that same amount of time to learn so many of the lessons that she has learned about how to actually operationalize and practice, implement these principles in our daily lives.
Excellent, excellent. I think Robin wanted to add something. Robin, did you want to add something? And press 1 if you want to add something to the conversation. Robin? We may have lost her. While we're waiting, let me share something else from this chapter. Knowledge may be acquired from any of the foregoing sources, and those were infinite intelligence, accumulated experience, experiment, and research. It may be converted into power, there's that word again, by organizing it into definite plans and by expressing those plans in terms of action. Examination of the 3 major sources of knowledge will readily disclose the difficulty you would have if you depended upon your own efforts alone in assembling knowledge and expressing it through definite plans in terms of action. There's that other word, action. If your plans are comprehensive and if they require vast sums of information, you must generally induce others to cooperate with you before you can inject into them the necessary element of power. Now, I'd like for someone that's from the retreat to share their experience this weekend. I know we have Shelly and let's see who else we have. Shelly, would you like to share your experiences this weekend on the retreat?
Robin, Shelly? Robin is on. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As I always would say on Saturday morning, where can you find women on the call sharing I'm almost speechless right now because, again, it's the same energy that I feel at the retreat. Like sitting around a boardroom table and I'm pitching my project of what I want to do for the next year. And then, of course, we have Miss Anne with all of, the accumulated knowledge that she has acquired over the years. And basically for us, it's a crash course. She's saving me about 25 years of pain. And it was just amazing how the questions were asked, like who would be her target market, you know. So it was the input of everybody. And actually, after I had sat down with mapping out what I wanted, or what was this, our 4 bubbles, I sat down and I had the list up on the wall, and then I looked over at Shirley, and she said, "There's one thing you forgot that you're always talking about." So I immediately went up there, put it on the board. I was able to add to the amount of money that I wanted to make. So it's like, even what she said, it was like ignited a thought process that, again, led me to adding that as another stream of income. And you're talking about the infinite knowledge is just like, I mean, it's something you can't really describe, because from Shelly telling us about her experiences to Tina telling us about her experiences, is like everything that was said, it affected me, because either I have been going through it or I am going through it. And it was just, the energy was amazing. And I'm kind of mad that I'm going to have to be leaving at 2:30, but it's just an experience that you would have to experience to really understand the joy that I've gotten out of it so far.
And, you know, Robin, not only that, but when she talks about Mastermind, she didn't just talk about it. She provided all of the attendees with books. One of them tells you how to start and run a successful mastermind group. And along with that is a workbook. So it's not just talk. You actually have the physical tools to get started. So that's why I say it was an awesome, awesome event, as it always is. I've been to several, and they're all awesome. She adds something to everyone. So is there anybody else on the line who was at the retreat who would like to share? If not, we will go on to our chapter.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Christina.
Good morning.
I want to share my experience these past couple of days. It was an awesome experience just to learn just a nitbit of what Miss Ann knows, because I know she has plenty more to share. It's every time I come around her, I learn so much about what's going on and how to actually run my business, because we all are in mastermind groups daily. It's not when we get together. It's something that we think about that we're wanting to do, and we bounce these ideas or, you know, things that we want to do off other people. So that's masterminding all together. And the book, one of the inserts, the little books, volume books that she gave us, Shirley called it A Certain Way, but that's not the title. But I'm going along with Shirley about that name of the book, because we have to do things a certain way to achieve certain things. So I just want to say I enjoyed my weekend with the retreat, and I wish it lasts a week.
At least
two more days.
Yeah, that's awesome. I understand exactly how you feel. Now, we're going to take a little short commercial break, and we'll be back.
Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Okay, we're back. Now, we're talking about gaining power through the mastermind, and some of you have had personal experiences. I shared one of my experiences in the very beginning of the broadcast, and if anyone else wants to share, how have you gained in your business or your personal life from being a part of a mastermind group? If anyone wants to share, we are ready to listen.
All right, Betty, this is Ann. I can go ahead and share. I just want to wrap up the third source of knowledge before I share, and that is, and just in reading it, Napoleon Hill says, experiment and research. In the field of science and in practically every other walk of life, people are gathering, they're classifying, and they're organizing new facts daily. This is the source to which one must turn when knowledge is not available through accumulated experience. Here, too, the creative imagination must often be used. So when we talked about gaining power through the mastermind, I often share the story on how did I come into working with this work of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I like to always share that on December 31st, 1979 at 9 p.m., when I picked up a copy of the book and began to read the book began to read me. Now, fast forward over 30, 40 years later, we're talking about some dreams and goals that I am achieving, and a lot of people are able to be a part of that because I feel that I'm walking in the purpose that God has called me to walk in but as a result of learning how to do it through the power of the mastermind. So when I read the book, decided to make some changes, decided to use his 6 steps to riches, I had to align myself with like-minded and like-spirited people, which for me was my very first mastermind group. Did not know what mastermind was. I only did what the book said. And so if we have people who are listening and wondering, what is a mastermind group? How do I start one? What do I do? Betty mentioned earlier we do have a written process, and you can research that, contact me, okay? And my information, you can Google me or go to my website at andmcneil.com. But that's not what I want to share in terms of the story about how do you start your own mastermind group. When you talk about gaining power through the mastermind, the first thing you really should look to do is align yourself with at least one person of like mind and like spirit. Now, if you don't have both in that person, that's not the right person for your group. And when you find the right one, the two of you must be in agreement when you add the third. And the three of you must be in agreement when you add the fourth. Because without that, there is no gaining of power through the mastermind. Because oftentimes what will happen is a person decides, I want to start a mastermind group, and I'm going to add this person, all these different people, all these different spirits that may not be in perfect harmony. Keyword, perfect harmony. And this is a phenomenal book that explains and shares what we should do and how we should do it as we talk about forming a mastermind group. But when we first started with our first mastermind group, we went on to start 5, 10, 15, 20 other mastermind groups. And with that, we formed what we now call the International Mastermind Association. And you can check that out at internationalmasterminders.com. But as a result of coming together every single week, sometimes twice a week, to serve as an accountability on each other's goals and dreams, we eventually realized the group itself needed to be held accountable. And therein was, again, the foundation and the formation of an organization of masterminders to teach and to share how do you actually mastermind. And so I want to share that on January the 5th, we're hosting another annual meeting of the mind where we're focusing on the Think and Grow Rich, we call it, annual meeting of accountability. And you can find that information on Eventbrite, but it's going to be January the 5th. Now, if you're interested in sharing, you can come and reserve your space at the end of this week on January the 4th, because on January 4th that night during the reception, we all come together and it's like open mic. And people just get up and share, young children, young adults, older people, and the seniors who've been masterminding with us, some of them 5, 10, 15, 20, over 30 years, and they have an enormous amount of experiences to share, just like the lady shared this morning about their experience for one day. But imagine if you have been doing this for a long period of time and collecting the information and documenting, and this is what Napoleon Hill is talking about when he talks about documenting, classifying the information. So I just wanted to just share that because this is a phenomenal experience and it's not a destination that you reach. It is actually a journey for your life. And so back to you, Betty.
Okay. Now, Anne has shared what a mastermind group is. We know what it is, but I need to also share what a mastermind group is not. So if you're just starting a mastermind group, you won't get off on the wrong track. Now, it's not a class. During mid-year and annual conferences, the group can vote to bring in guest speakers, but the main focus of a mastermind group is the brainstorming and accountability support among the group members. It's not group coaching. The feedback, advice, and support are welcome from all group members. But success of the group is not contingent upon one person, facilitator, or coach. Mastermind groups are about the members sharing with each other. It's not a networking group. The main focus of the meeting is not sharing leads or resources with others. However, through connections with other members, you will find plenty of joint venture opportunities, lead sharing, and professional networking. So I just want to share that with you, and you will find that in the McNeil Factor, How to Start and Run a Successful Mastermind Group. And those who were at the retreat received a copy of that little instruction book that accompanies the workbook. Okay, who else wants to share? Someone else from the retreat wants to share before we go on?
Betty, while we're on that moment, I just want to also invite any of our callers, if you would like to share, because we have a lot of people who are listening in on many different types of devices. If you would like to share, if you would press the number one on your phone, we can recognize you, we can recognize you and invite you in to make a comment or to ask a question. All right? So until they do that, Betty, we can just continue on with the next section of the book.
Okay. So we're going to go into gaining power through the mastermind. I told you power was one of the key words along with action. So the paragraph says the mastermind may be defined as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. No individual can have great power without availing himself or herself of the mastermind principle. Now, in Chapter 1, their instructions were given for the creation of plans for the purpose of translating desire. Remember, that's that first chapter, into its monetary equivalent. If you carry out these instructions with persistence and intelligence and use discrimination in the selection of your mastermind group, your objective will have been halfway reached even before you begin to recognize it. So you see what it says about the discrimination in the selection of your mastermind group, and that's what Ann was saying when she said you start out with maybe two people. You don't just go and pick somebody, but you and the other person will then pick the third person, and then the three of you will pick the fourth person so that you're all like minds and like spirits, because if you get someone in there who's not like-minded and like spirit, it is not good for the group. Things won't happen just the way they should. So you really do have to be careful about that. Now, so you may better understand the intangible potentialities of power available to you through a properly chosen mastermind group. He explains here the two characteristics of the mastermind principle, one of which is economic in nature and the other psychic. The economic feature is obvious. Economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds himself or herself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of people who are willing to lend a wholehearted and in a spirit of perfect harmony. Okay, let me read that again. Economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds himself or herself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of people who are willing to lend wholehearted aid in a spirit of perfect harmony. That's why you do have to be of like minds and like spirits, okay? This form of cooperative alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. Your understanding of this great truth may definitely determine your financial status. You know, this book, Think and Grow Rich, it's an amazing book because everything in it has importance. There are no fillers in this book. You know how some things have a few little nuggets and then they have so many fillers? This book has absolutely no fillers. Every sentence is important. That's why it takes so long to go through this book, because you have to read it and digest it, chew on it, eat it. It's just a fabulous book. Now, as Ann has said, you know, but you don't have to read a whole chapter at a time. It may just be a paragraph, or it may be one sentence in that paragraph that strikes you. Then go back and read it over and over until it becomes a part of you. So it doesn't matter how long it takes to read this book. It just matters that you read it, and not just one time, but over and over. I cannot count the times I've read this book. Like I said, when I met Ann, back at PSN, and she told me, asked me if I had read it, and I said 30 years ago, and she said, read it again. So I've read it again and again and again and again. And that's what we all need to do. Now, someone wants to share.
Yeah, Betty, this is Ed. I'm just listening as you're reading through the book, and it reminds me of something that's in Chapter 6 on organized planning. And so what I'd like to do is just kind of go back there for a moment and just share that, because Napoleon Hill shares, as you begin to focus on starting a mastermind group, and he tells you here, he says, you will now be instructed on how to build plans, which will be practical. And the first thing he says on letter A, he says, ally yourself with a group of as many people as you may need to create and to carry out your plan or plans for the accumulation of money. And I want to just stress that, because oftentimes people talk about, well, I don't want any money, I just want to be a philanthropist. Well, make the money and give it away. The key for me in this book is the learning of how to make the money. And when you talk about a mastermind who's holding you accountable, maybe some ideas and plans we have are not practical to achieve the amount of money we desire. So when Robin was talking about, she called them bubbles, but I call them the Ann McNeil factor, income circles. But these income circles help us to mind map and mastermind any and every idea that relates to the accumulation of money. The book is not only about money, but it will help us to learn how to make money to actually do some things that we aspire to do. And the book that Katina was talking about in a certain way, it is entitled Of the Science of Getting Rich is the title of that book. But let me go on and finish this section that talks about the mastermind, how do you form a mastermind group in the chapter 6 on organized planning. First he says you ally yourself, and then it goes on to say before forming your mastermind alliance or group, decide what advantages and benefits you may offer the individual members of your group in return for their cooperation. No one will work indefinitely without some form of compensation. No intelligent person will either request or expect another to work without adequate compensation. Although this may not always be in the form of money. And that is so very important, because when we form a mastermind group and we find people in the group who want to take, and not really give in direct proportion to that which you receive, they're not the right one. And this is one of the reasons why we had to create guidelines for how do you handle people like that, and you have a way of removing them from the group if, in fact, you find that it's not a good fit. But just like anything else, if you don't have instructions and organized plans written for your own mastermind group, you have trouble on your hands. So letter C, he goes on to say, arrange to meet with the members of your mastermind group at least twice a week and more often if possible, until you have jointly perfected the necessary plan or plans for the accumulation of money. And then finally, he says, on letter D, Napoleon Hill says, maintain perfect harmony between yourself and every member of your mastermind group. If you fail to carry out this instruction to the letter, you may expect to meet with failure. The mastermind principle can not obtain where perfect harmony does not prevail. And so with that, Betty, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to prepare to wrap up, because we're almost at the top of the hour, and this has been a phenomenal show. We want to thank you, Betty, for helping us out today with your awesome experiences, Mastermind. And I will tell everybody that Betty Nice, and myself, Stephanie Ebank, Mariama Williams, and Sharon Jackson. We are in a mastermind group that meets every Monday morning at 6 a.m., and we've been together in this particular group for over 10 years. And so it has just been a phenomenal experience. So thank you, Betty. We can go to a commercial and we can wrap up.
And we'll be back right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay, where is it? Who is it?
Okay, so we have a person who'd like to share, and the last 4 digits of your number is 2... Anyway, your microphone is open. Please forgive me. Your microphone is open. Go ahead. You'd like to share something, please? 618.
Good morning. Can you hear me? This is Sharon.
Yes. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Sharon Jackson. I'm one of the persons that Ann mentioned, been in the mastermind group with Betty and Ann. And while I was listening, I heard Betty had read the book, and I pulled out, I had read my book so many times I'd torn it apart, and fortunately Anne had another Think and Grow Rich book in her trunk, and she gave it to me. And so I think this is what I wanted to say. With all the energy that I've heard on the call today, there's a couple of things. Anne always says the book reads you. The first time you read the words on the page, the second time the word seeps more and more into your spirit, and then the third time you start understanding that it starts modifying the way that you think. You don't become, you no more are normal. You're not average. Your environment and the situation that you see is not necessarily, you don't see it the same way. And what is important is that most people seek the average. And the people that are in the mastermind group never see anything average. It is always above the normal. When you are in a mastermind group, and the book tells you, I couldn't find it really quickly, but the book tells you that when masterminders are together, whether it be two or whether it be three, there is another spirit that comes in the room. It's called the third mind. And it brings to life a higher plan. How many times on Monday mornings we may be sleepy, we may be tired, but we may be talking about something and someone says, Sharon or Ann or Betty, do it this way. That's the third mind. It's something that you'd never come to. And part of that is because sometimes you get so involved in the facts, so involved in the situation, until the mastermind sees it as a whole and the third mind comes together and brings to light the idea. And so that's all I wanted to say, is that you cannot participate in normal or average again. I have questioned my course, but I gotta go because I know you're running out of time. I think the point is you are never average. You are never normal. And in the mastermind group, there is a nexus and there is a third mind that comes to play when you are talking and when you are thinking and when you are masterminding. That's all I really wanted to say. I had another idea, but I got to go. Run out of time. Thank you, Betty. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed all of the ladies that came on, that were on the call today.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you very much. And I guess we're going to get ready to wrap up if anyone wants to make a final remark. But my final remark is that I have enjoyed the portion of the retreat that I attended. There were such awesome women there, and I was so inspired by their energy, their knowledge, their willingness to take their businesses forward, and their willingness to sit at the feet of the master builder and learn how to advance in not just their personal lives, but their business life. So if someone wants to make a final comment, fine. Otherwise, we are going to say goodbye because I know the women from the retreat are headed to another great event. Also, as a part of the retreat, they're going to the Florida Speakers Association today. As a matter of fact, most of them are on the road right now. And I want to say thank you to each of them who still took the time to call in and share with us. So, anyone wants to say a final word? And do you have a final word you want to say before we just close the show?
Not? Of course I was on mute, but Betty, you know I always have something to say. I just want to, again, wrap up by encouraging everybody to really take some time to think. Set aside some time early in the morning to just have some me time. I call it a daily date with myself, and appreciated Thomasina sharing how she does it. But we really want to, each of us, set aside some time to make a deposit in yourself. And remember that every day, all day, every day, others are making withdrawals from us. And if we don't prepare ourselves and make early bank deposits, we may end up bankrupt as others make their withdrawals. So join us every single Saturday right here on the International Masterminders Talk Show, where we come and discuss the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and we're walking through the chapters. So join us next week as we continue that walk. And right now we're finishing the chapter on the mastermind. And it's such a rich chapter, but we will look forward next week to going into the chapter entitled The Mystery of Sex Transmutation, Chapter 10, and the version of the book that we're using, which is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, Restored and Revised. Thank you.
So to all of the ladies, have a very great day. And we will see you next week on Blog Talk Radio, The Masterminders. Have a great day.
Listen up, I just had to share a quick message that...
The internet.